Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is off improving the signals here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. And the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha, covering the whole southern swath of Wisconsin, as Brian likes to say. Taking your calls and texts, 844-967-2789. But we got a number of other headlines we're going to dive into. So I'm going to put Gableman away on the shelf. Evan, we've talked about him enough this afternoon already. So going to give a different update about something that I was, like I said last segment, had some high hopes for. Was really hoping that the Wisconsin Supreme Court was going to hear this holdover case of Frederick Prenn on the department, or excuse me, the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, overseeing policy board for the Department of Natural Resources. And Fred Prenn's term expired May 1st of 2021. Been holding out for almost a year now. We're coming up on more than 10 months. We got 10 and a half months now that he's been squatting on the board. And Evan, I was hopeful. I was. And then I saw the reporting out of some of the questions asked by some of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court justices, and I'm a little less hopeful now. Because, unfortunately, it seems like some of the questions asked by some of the conservative justices, including swing vote Justice Brian Hagedorn, seems like there's not going to be a whole lot of there for the Supreme Court to remove Prenn, despite the fact that the Wisconsin State Senate has refused to confirm Sondra Nass, who's been nominated by Governor Tony Evers since last April, qualified nominee to replace Prenn. Prenn's term expired, like I said, May 1st, but State Senate's not going to approve Nass. Sondra Nass is Governor Evers' appointee. And so it seems like the Wisconsin Supreme Court is totally fine with 6-year term limits, which is what the Natural Resources Board has for appointees from a governor. They're totally fine with those 6-year term limits being more like lifetime appointments for members to the Natural Resources Board. If the appointee doesn't want to give up his or her seat to somebody appointed from a different political party. That's what it really seems like, because the questions asked, and now I'm reading from a piece over at Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle Kading, I believe is how her last name is pronounced.
Sounds right.
Yeah, and so this piece published last week, reviewing of the oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because reading from the piece, Prenn has argued that the 1964 decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court allows him to remain on the board until the Republican-controlled Senate confirms his successor. In the case Thompson v. Gibson, the court allowed a state auditor to remain in his post because a replacement wasn't confirmed.
This is a national crisis. We have a fine example of it here in Wisconsin. But I mean, dozens of Biden's picks are just being blocked. They're just being obstructed.
Yeah, and Wisconsin is pretty much a ground zero for this one, because it's pretty much the case, Evan, that as goes Wisconsin, so goes the nation. And so Republicans, for the better part, or more than the past decade now, have used Wisconsin as kind of a petri dish to figure out how these things work. And so for Governor Evers, he's sat with many of his cabinet members unconfirmed by the state Senate. For the longest time, we did not have a secretary for the Department of Health Services confirmed. She was an acting secretary here in the state of Wisconsin for the department overseeing how the state was responding to the worst pandemic we have had ever now. It was the worst pandemic to begin with in the last 100 years, but the COVID-19 pandemic is the deadliest pandemic, I believe, now that the state has ever experienced. And the fact that the GOP, the Wisconsin GOP here in our state, would rather see floundering or inability for the agencies to oversee the government to rule or to act properly and be able to have just an actual confirmed secretary rather than somebody with the acting powers who has been nominated but not confirmed is ridiculous.
It's
partisan politics at its worst. Because
stop a Democratic administration from gathering, collecting their power and their influence. I mean,
right, everybody listening to my voice, I believe, recalls the lame duck session. The Wisconsin legislature in 2018, after the results of the 2018 November election came in, and it was found out that Scott Walker was no longer going to be the governor. The Republican-led legislature decided to pass lame duck legislation that would strip powers from the governor's office and from the attorney general's office. And since then, they've also refused to confirm Evers' appointees to a number of different boards, UW Board of Regents, the Natural Resources Board, refused to confirm many of his cabinet secretaries. And so now they're saying, they're taking this whole, all the way up to the Supreme Court, and arguments heard before the Supreme Court last week, it seems like the conservative led 4-3, four conservative votes to three liberal votes on the state Supreme Court. It seems like the conservative justices are fine with the inaction and from the state Senate and just the refusal to give up his seat despite his term limits his term limit ending last year, on May 1st last year, for Frederick Prehn. And so here are some of the questions. So Justice Rebecca Bradley disputed the argument that Prehn had no authority to be in the office right now. And this is quoting conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley. "I searched the statutes, and I don't find any declaration by the legislature in the statutes that upon expiration of an appointed term that a vacancy is created." So she acknowledges that the statutes set a term expiration, but she refuses to acknowledge the fact that, as most people do when something expires, Evan, it means it's done. It means it's over. When you got expired milk or expired food,
throw it away.
What's the point of the expiration date then to say if it's not time for something new? That it doesn't create the vacancy. That is what conservative Supreme Court Justice, state Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley is arguing, or at least seemed to be arguing in her question last week in the hearing of oral arguments for Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call attempting to remove Frederick Prehn from the Natural Resources Board. And so I'm going to dive into a number of these other questions, but taking your calls as well. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Flying solo this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board to help me out. No Brian, he is off improving our signals. 844-967-2789. You can join me on the air. You can be like Mark from the SAC. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, this Fred Prehn thing, I mean, perhaps what needs to happen is at the Conservation Congress meeting, if he is in attendance at whatever they have a board meeting, I mean, confront this guy and say, what the hell are you still doing on sitting there? Squander, your term is up, and you don't give a rat's patoot about the people of the state of Wisconsin being exposed to a cancer-causing chemical. You don't care about the citizens. You don't care about our children. And just confront him. Make his life uncomfortable. Wherever you see this guy up, make him uncomfortable. I'm not saying threaten him or anything like that, but make him uncomfortable. So it's you mentioned Wisconsin as a petri dish for their experimentation. Well, I don't know what the heck kind of toxic thing they think the toxic thing that they have created is some great victory. Aside from the people that sit on the top and look down upon us as peasants, just challenge these guys. I mean, you see them out in public, you challenge these guys.
People are challenging him in a number of regards, Mark, and we appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. You can be like Mark. But it seems like Gableman, see? Now I'm conflating the two that we're talking about. It seems like Frederick Prehn just doesn't care. He's also in court. There was an update last week, Evan, about this, where Frederick Prehn is being sued through open records laws because while he contends that he is totally fine overstaying his welcome on the Natural Resources Board because a replacement has not been confirmed by the state Senate. He was also trying to argue that he's not then subject to open records laws here in the state of Wisconsin. And a court ruled here in Dane County that he is in fact subject to open records because he is a public figure on a state board. The Natural Resources Board is a state board. It is the policy setting board for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And you are appointed to that position by the governor, confirmed by the state Senate when Republicans see fit. And so you are a serving public entity. And so there was some contention because Frederick Prenn says that his text messages and communications aren't privy to open records requests, but the Dane County judge disagreed and ruled that he was subject to them, because now we're going to find out some text messages coming to light. It seems like, Evan, there was some coordination between Frederick Prenn and special interest groups, including the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, as well as individuals in the state Senate offices, including state Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Staff of his have communicated with Prenn, and there's coordination going on saying, I will stay in this seat as long as you guys just decide not to appoint Evers' replacement. And so I don't think that takes into the precedent that the Wisconsin State Supreme Court was hearing arguments on last week doesn't take into effect. The 1964 precedent that they were referring to didn't have coordination between the special interest groups that want Frederick Prenn's vote on that board, coordinating with Frederick Prenn, the appointee who's overstaying his welcome, and coordinating with members of the offices that would directly be responsible for approving his replacement, just deciding between those three groups, saying, well, as long as you decide to continue to overstay your welcome, as long as you just agree not to step down, we're going to agree not to confirm a replacement vote. We're not even going to hold it. We're not going to have a hearing on it. There's not going to be debate. We're just going to close because, remember, the state Senate is adjourned from legislative sessions and most legislative business. They're not going to go onto a floor session and approve any more nominees for the rest of the year. They're not going to meet again on the legislative floor until 2023. And so the arguments being heard before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court last week don't even take that into effect. But then you've got, added on, conservative Justice Pat Rogensack said the only reason the issue is being debated is that the governor appointed someone else, Sandra Nass, to serve on the board. Quote, that's the only reason we're fussing. But the governor can't really make an appointment into a position that's not vacant, Rogensack said.
Yeah, yeah. The cynicism here is appalling.
And the worst part is, these are justices that claim to be impartial, but they are towing the line that this coordinated campaign between special interests and members of offices in the state Senate that are just saying, well, of course Frederick Prenn can continue just serving in the role that he's serving on the Natural Resources Board because there's nobody to replace him. But at the same time, they acknowledge the fact that the appointment for Fred Prenn had an expiration date of last year, May 1st of 2021. His term expired. But apparently in the legal arguments, you got to also say that with that expiration, all of a sudden there becomes a vacancy to fill. Because without that, you've got political entities, including quote-unquote impartial Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, indicating that Frederick Prenn is allowed to stay as long as he'd like. And Evan, that's really why my high hopes for this one haven't really, really, they've fallen. They're not up there. They're not high hopes anymore. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls, one more segment, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back after this quick break, Dueling Tangents.